Michael, raise your hand if you like Ross.
I am not raising my hand.
What?
Is that it? Is that what you had? Okay, cool. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends, as we run down the classic sitcom episode by episode. I'm Michael, and I've seen Friends well over 1,000 times.
And I'm Elizabeth, and I've never seen Friends.
And it is a constant source of ridicule as we watch this show. And you're seeing it with the eyes of a child, just seeing it for the first time every time. And it's, can I just say, it's beautiful for me to be able to watch you watch the show, and just the sense of wonder in your eyes every time they step into Central Perk, and you're like, what will happen on this day? What will this gang of good friends get up to in this episode? And it's just, oh, it just fills my heart with the joy of watching basically a young child take their first steps.
I really have that much wonderment shown in my eyes.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's like the first time a young person might like have seen Star Wars or E.T. or like Jurassic Park.
Now, Michael,
you're just gazing at the scene like, oh.
You are comparing this to these serious blockbusters.
Are the Rembrandts not as epic as a John Williams score? Is Ross not a classic character, just as E.T. the extraterrestrial was? Is this not that experience? Are we not putting into podcast form, capturing that lightning in a bottle of like a young child seeing these great works of pop culture for the first time?
Yes, it's very good. Very, very nicely said. So let's get on to it.
Cool.
Do you have Bamboozled for me?
There's no Bamboozled this week. And I'll tell you why, because I'm relaunching another segment.
Oh my god, but Bamboozled!
Cue up the music!
Can you see?
No one wants to hear that shit. Ask Elizabeth!
Ask Elizabeth! Ask Elizabeth! Wait, really? Ask Elizabeth is coming back?
I have an Ask Elizabeth question.
Oh my gosh, this is the best day ever.
We've talked about, in the past, the Friends theme music. And you remember how Shiny Happy People was once scheduled to be the song. And we've talked about like recasting Friends and different people.
Yeah.
But one thing I don't think we've ever talked about is the name of the show. And I think the name of the show is so perfect. And I, like, in theory, if the writing and the casting and everything else is like on point, the name of the show shouldn't really matter. But I think it kind of does. And for example, I want to share with you some information I learned this week. This comes from the Friends Twitter account. This isn't official, but it is at the one with where. And they're like a Friends Twitter account. And sometimes they post Friends facts, hashtag Friends facts.
Mm-hmm.
NBC explored different titles for the show. And I would like, first of all, to know your thoughts, if the show would be as successful or if it would affect it anyway if they had these names.
Can I just ask a quick question? Is Sabrina in charge of this Twitter?
No. Oh, no. No, no, she's not.
But she knows everything about Friends.
She does know everything about Friends. As far as I know, she's not in charge of it. She might have two accounts for all I know. All
right.
Okay, so NBC did want the title originally to be Friends Like Us.
Okay.
Which is a name I think we could have considered for our podcast.
Oh my god, that would have been amazing.
It's a great name for a podcast about a show, but it's not a great name for a show.
Yeah, it's fine. But yeah, maybe we should change our podcast. Though we will be Friends Till the End.
I am not changing our podcast. I'm not paying for a new logo. Like, branding's important.
Friends Till the End.
Yeah, that's us. So what do you think of Friends Like Us, if the show had been called Friends Like Us?
It's fine.
I feel like it maybe season 1 and 2 it would have been Friends Like Us, and then like season 3 they maybe would have just shortened it to Friends anyway.
Yeah.
Kind of like Two Guys and a Girl in a Pizza Place got shortened to Two Guys and a Girl. It's a great show. You don't know that show?
I don't know that show.
Oh, that was When I saw that show, I knew Ryan Reynolds was going to be a star. I just knew.
I don't know. Where are you going with that? Oh, man. I knew Ryan Reynolds was going to be my dreams that night.
No, well, that as well. Ooh. But I knew, right? Like, I'm not joking. Like, as a 16-year-old boy, I watched that show and was like, that Ryan Reynolds, he's going to be a fucking star. I'm not kidding. I could see talent. Well, I couldn't see talent, but anyone could see that Ryan Reynolds was going to be a star. Oh,
anyone with eyes, Michael.
Okay, Friends Like Us, not great.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, NBC president Warren Littlefield had another title in mind.
What was it?
Across the Hall.
Across the Hall.
It's a little bit excluding Ross and Phoebe.
Yes, Across the Hall. I like that better than Friends Like Us, I gotta say.
I do too, but there's nothing iconic about that.
There's nothing iconic about the word friends. It's just the show made it iconic.
But it's about friends.
Well, yeah, the but show's every not, show you could say is about friends in some capacity or about relationships in some capacity.
It's not about what happens across the hall. It's about these friends.
No, all right, fine. Give me more.
Okay. After they shot it, the title had switched to, this is the worst one in my opinion, Six of One.
No. That's dreadful. Awful. Yeah, dreadful. That's awful.
Six of One, like, if it had been the exact same show, Six of One is canceled halfway through the first season.
Yeah, that's awful. I think. Hey, for the next one, can you not tell me your opinion before you ask me mine?
Well, there's no more, so.
Well, sorry. Shit. Okay.
I'm sorry if, like, you go off my opinion.
So no, you don't. I just, this is Ask Elizabeth, and I feel like it got skewed somewhere along the way. Well,
this isn't my Ask Elizabeth question.
Oh! This it is wasn't?
This is all building up to my Ask Elizabeth question.
You guys
question.
Are you as excited as I am? Because I'm excited.
Okay. The name Friends is off the table. What are you naming the show?
Chums.
So the thing is, I know you're stealing that from Michael Sheen's British character from 30 Rock. What you don't know is in the UK, there was a Saturday morning television program starring Anton Deck, whom I believe you're familiar with, and a female called Kat Deely, and they did their own parody of Friends, and it was called Chums, and it was very funny. So.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was like something really bad.
No.
The way you said it so seriously made me...
It is serious!
Okay, I'm sorry, everyone. All right, okay, so... All right, let me think.
Try not to just steal things that you, like other funny people have said in the past.
That is rich coming from
because
you.
Because that's my thing.
All right, fine. As long as you own it.
Oh, I own it.
I'm really trying to think of a very clever thing. The things that are popping into my mind are that the fact that they're around my age, some of them, and that right now I do feel more competent in who I am, but that I'm still in between. Or that I still sometimes feel like a kid, but when a kid looks at me, I'm a grown-up. And it's about all the changes and the relationships and job searches and really finding yourself, but on a little bit more of an older scale. You know, there's a lot of coming of age things.
It feels like you're stalling.
I'm explaining my thought
process.
Okay,
sorry. Go ahead.
Oh my God. I have no idea. You're asking me like a huge question.
Well, I mean, I don't want to give you any suggestions, but I had thought of perhaps quarter-life crisis.
No, it's not
like
every...
a midlife crisis.
No, but that's a John Mayer song.
So maybe they're having... Is it?
Well, no, it's not a song. He mentions it.
Yeah, well, fuck that. I mentioned it before John Mayer did, so...
No, you didn't.
Okay, well, do you have anything? Or is this just a example of why we ditched Ask Elizabeth as a segment on this podcast? Coffee House Blues?
No, it's dumb. I can't answer. I can't answer in a matter of minutes. I can't.
What about Party of Six?
No. I keep coming back to a show that already exists called Growing Pains. I don't know why that is coming into my brain.
But that was about, like, kids, right?
I know. But these are I mean, yes, growing pains are things you experience through puberty and stuff, but, like, these are kind of growing pains. They're learning all the time.
More growing pains.
Growing pains. Extra S's.
I think more growing pains is better.
No, you can't rip it off.
Well, you are, though.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that's just what keeps coming in my head. So I need something like that.
What if you took inspiration from the lyrics to the music? Like, there for you.
Dumb.
Well, that's better than nothing. Could it be that you're struggling to come up with an answer because Friends is just such a perfect title for it?
No, I think that's all I know it as. I haven't finished it all to really understand what the show's fully about. And
well, I mean, spoiler alert, season 10, they changed the name of the show to Enemies.
Not Frenemies, though. Just Enemies. No. They skipped Frenemies to go right there.
Before 2003, the term Frenemies hadn't been coined, and honestly, it was a much better time. I think we got it right. I think Friends Till the End is the title they should have gone with.
Could have, yeah, you know, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I get comfortable with something. I'm not used to another name. I can't think in 5 seconds about a name, so maybe this Ask Elizabeth just has to go unanswered.
Okay, but what I suspect is we're going to start talking about the episode and something is just going to pop in your head and you're going to yell out at some point. Well, so be it,
because I've been sitting here for 25 minutes and I can't think of anything.
Well, let's just put a pin in it for now, shall we?
Thank God, because I'm getting pretty frustrated.
Okay, well, let's talk about some nice things. Some nice friends that have been in touch over the Twitters since our last episode. You will be delighted to hear that you were not bamboozled from our last episode. 3 out of 5 is about the most anyone could ever get from the questions that I asked.
Nobody bamboozled me?
Not that I received on Twitter. I do want to give a shout out to Ryan Walden again from the last episode. Remember, I wasn't very nice about his Twitter handle.
It was very confusing and long.
No, it's not. It's perfectly simple. I just hadn't read it in advance. But when you actually look at it, it's okay. Very simple. It's Ryan, RLWCLW211111.
What?
It's very simple.
Can I look at it? Can I look at it? Ryan.
RLWCLW211111.
No, it's not. It's very confusing.
Anyway, he tied with you. He got 3 out of 5, which, as we know in the rules of bamboozle,
tie goes to the runner.
Yep. Shame. Will Ashworth was not forthcoming with his score. All he did was write in block capitals, Moist Maker.
Oh, come on, Will.
Yeah, so bad luck with that.
Well, we know that he didn't bamboozle me.
I had a little bit of fun on Twitter this week. I ran a poll where I asked our listeners to vote on, out of the two of us, who has the best wake-up alarm on our phones.
What does that have to do with Friends, people, Michael?
It doesn't really, but okay. It's just a little bit of fun.
Good, okay.
So I have the Daybreak tune that they often hum throughout the first few seasons of Community.
Can I do it?
Please. Lovely song, lovely little ditty. And you have specifically the end credits of The Great British Bake Off, which is entitled Organic Mix, but it sounds a little bit like this.
Or as I like to do, meow 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 meow, dun dun dun. Meow, 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 meow.
Indeed. You won that poll.
What?
You got 57% of the vote. I got 43. So it was pretty close.
Ooh, I'm actually shocked.
Our old pal, Greggles.
Greggles.
He did vote, but he also, like, let us know what he voted. He said, Elizabeth, hers is super sweet and calming in the morning. Wakes your sleepy eyes, but I want to dance to Michael's.
Well, some people would argue that you'd want to wake up and dance and, you know, be happy because it makes you want to move. to get up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, everything about the Great British Bake Off is sweet and perfect and calming, so it makes sense that the music would reflect that.
And then finally, Andy Fenwick was in touch.
Andrew?
You may or may not remember. You probably don't. When we did Bamboozled last episode, I asked you which two of the friends almost had sex on the pool table.
Oh, and I got it very wrong.
You got it very wrong, and I was like, well, your chances of guessing the two right people is like, you know, the odds are pretty slim. It's one in six people. But Andy, who is our resident pedant, did let us know that the chances... You could probably read this. You can read it in your nerd voice.
The chances of guessing the two friends who almost made whoopee on the pool table, allowing for incest, is 1 in 30. Mike's expensive maths education going to waste.
Well, thank you, Andy Fenwick. As I've said before, don't call me Mike. But we're not allowing for incest, as likely as sometimes that would seem. But yeah, thank you. It is good to be... You know, we do ask for people to call us on our lack of knowledge at times, and that's exactly what he did. So
I just want to point out that most people only call you on your lack of knowledge, and I'm just the delight.
Well, the whole show is kind of based around your lack of knowledge on Friends, so if people were to call us on that would be a little bit tricky.
Touché, Mr. Michael.
All right, shall we get into it? By the way,
oh my God.
I don't think we've even made reference. This is season 5, episode 15, the one with the girl who hits Joey.
No. I thought it was Slaps Joey.
No. Well, he doesn't get slapped, does he? He very noticeably
gets punched. I know,
but
I was looking
punched.
For the slap.
No, it doesn't.
And I was like, why isn't it not happening? So it was hits.
Why is he
Joey.
Just getting hit all the time? Why is he not getting
no,
slapped?
No, you're right. It's hits. It's hits.
It's very much hits.
I wanted the slap. All right, anywho, continue.
It first aired on the 18th of February, 1999. We are tied in scores of guessing the weekly ratings. We're getting closest to the ratings.
Nice. I believe it is your turn to go first, Michael.
Last episode was 27.7. I'm saying 26. There's no way they're getting near 27.7 again.
Right. I'm going to say 26.7 because of the way it ended last episode.
Okay. I feel good about that. There's no way it's over 26.
Okay.
What the fuck? 29.3?
What? It's because of the way it ended.
How did it?
With him seeing them have sex.
But then that cliffhanger just does not pay off at all. But
well, apparently it did for audiences in 99.
Yeah, so the last episode ended with Ross moving into his new apartment and spying Monica.
Make sure you mark it down that I'm ahead. Good. Very good.
So, yeah, the last episode ended with Ross moving into his new apartment. And, of course, it was Ugly Naked Guy's old apartment. So he had view into Monica's apartment. And he saw Monica and Chandler getting down to some nasty business. And he freaked out. And that's how the last episode ended. This episode opens with him in the hallway, coming up the stairs, just outside Monica and Rachel's, across the hall from... Joey and Chandler.
Yeah, he is in a hurry, and he very quickly tries to open the door.
He's on the warpath. There's no other way of saying it.
And
he is a man possessed.
They have the lock. What's that lock? Chain lock on the door. So you can open it, but only just a couple of inches.
Mm.
And then you hear him shouting, I know what you did to my sister. I can see you across the hall. Not across the hall.
Ah,
I can see you through the window.
It's embedded in you now.
I know, right? Maybe that should be the one. So it basically picked up right where we left off.
Yes. And, you know, let's not undersell it. That little chain on the door saved Chandler's life. Because if he had just burst in, he would have murdered Chandler.
No.
Before he'd even had a chance to hear what was going on.
I don't think so. Oh. Not in front of his sister. He would have... I don't know.
Ross is a fucking loose cannon right now.
We don't know what to expect out of Ross.
He's just a fucking loose cannon. He could do anything. He could go Red Ross any moment and wipe out half of New York.
I want to be Red Ross. I don't want to be Ross. Can I have an angry name?
Well, we have an angry name for you on the Twitter. We just...
What?
No, nothing. So he comes in. He's all guns a-blazing. Monica tries to calm him down. He's hearing none of it. In the commotion, Joey and Rachel hear it and come across and are like, what's going on? And then they kind of like, we're in love. We're not just screwing around. We're in love. And that calms him down immediately.
He's like, oh, you're in love?
He's
Yay.
Cool with it. He's cool with it.
And then so he's like, everyone, Joey, Rachel, come in for a hug. This is a big moment. And then Rachel kind of spills the beans and is like, oh, we've known about this for a while.
Well, Rachel hasn't known for that long.
Well, she says it.
I know. She does. And then Ross kind of like freaks out again. He's like, you guys knew and you didn't tell me?
Yeah.
And they're like, we didn't want to hurt your feelings. And he's like, oh, you didn't want to hurt my feelings. This guy...
Bipolar is really coming to mind for me.
Guy is unhinged.
Unhinged.
He is going back and forth like a GD metronome. And it must be exhausting to be his friend. You're just walking on eggshells.
Well,
you don't know what's going to set him off.
No one's really caring about him on friendship level, I'd say. But, you know.
You described the scene at the time as anticlimactic.
Oh, my
God. Or, if I were American, anticlimactic.
Is that what I said?
Wow.
Yes, I did. Anticlimactic.
Anticlimactic.
Anti.
This is my old aunt. Anticlimactic's coming around.
Her. Yeah, she's the best stories. Mm-hmm. But God, they suck after a while. Huh? Anticlimactic. It was, yes.
Why?
Because I thought there was going to be some big thing. I thought he really wasn't going to be okay with it or had a lot of questions or that it was going to be a lot more drawn out. And for him to be like, oh, well, that's so nice. You're in love. Instead of being like, love sucks. This is stupid. I can't believe this is happening. And have that take up half the episode was kind of surprising to me.
I just think, like, they've been drawing it out for 15 episodes now. And last episode was very much about, like, people discovering and, like, how people reacted to the news. I just, maybe they felt, well, we've kind of done that already. Let's just get it all out in the open. And
I suppose, but he's
forward.
Kind of the most important person, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he is. But also, you know...
Because he's the main character.
He's not the main character.
Yeah, yeah. Him
he's
and Rachel.
Not. Mm-hmm. He's the tragic... He's the fucking Fredo of this fucking group.
Who's that?
Watch The Godfather. You'll understand.
Okay.
Then the episode opens.
The day of my daughter's wedding.
Hey, I don't get no respect. On my daughter's wedding, I don't get no respect.
You put your paws on my floor.
You fuck my wife? Anyway, the episode opens. The group are just kind of debriefing the relationship in the coffee house now. Everything's out in the open. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's very happy. I was taking notes so I couldn't see, but presumably, like, Chandler and Monica are hugging on a couch.
Yeah,
because,
you know, you can't really have your own personal space. They have to be, like, arms over each other and pretty much their tongues touching.
I mean, they were kind of doing that before they were dating anyway, so...
Yeah. Like, well, so were Ross and Monica.
Everyone. Yeah. Everyone's just too touchy-feely. There's too much kissing on TV these days.
Too much kissing.
They start making jokes about, oh, I want to be the godfather to your kids. The godfather of my daughter's wedding.
It all came
Jesus
back.
Christ. Yeah, they talk about weddings and... Chandler, being the notorious relationship phobe that he is.
Relation phobe.
No, that doesn't sound good either. Commitment phobe?
Okay.
There must be a term for it.
Commitment phobe?
Okay.
But that's a full word and then phobe.
Yeah. I don't know.
Commiphobe.
Yeah.
No, that's not good either. Commit phobe. No.
Did I tell you the thing that I learned about people that are afraid of palindromes? The name of the fear of palindromes is the word phobia spelt backwards and then the word phobia.
Can I ask a question? Is that...
I'm afraid not.
Is that really real?
Well, I really read it. I don't know if
well,
it's...
Well, fake news, Michael.
I haven't gone anywhere to corroborate it, but I really read it.
Corroborate's a weird word.
I disagree.
Corroborate?
It's great because you can say it when you've had a few drinks.
Corroborate.
Officer, I can corroborate that statement. and I'm completely sober.
We're just really jumping around today, aren't
we? This is grade A improv comedy. Anyway, the point to take from this is everyone is super cool with Chandler and Monica dating.
Right.
But they're making jokes about them being really serious, and it doesn't sit well with Chandler. Because right. he is not good with long-term relationships.
Right.
Just ask Kathy.
I hate you right
now. I was tugging my collar.
I hate you.
Joey introduces the gang to a mouse woman that he is dating.
A mouse woman? Like she's mousy?
She's very mousy.
As in her face is kind of mousy?
She's just like a little mouse.
Oh, so her size makes her mousy.
Her size and her voice and her eyes and her ears and the fact that every scene that she's in, she's nibbling on a block of cheese. That is what makes her a mouse woman. I did think
that was a little strange. But then again, if I were an actress in a show, I would want to be doing that.
She was making a choice, and it was a bold one.
It was bold. Do you think it was a bold cheese?
This is... I can't even read that name, so I'm going to send it over to you.
Salil Moon Fry?
Salil Moon Fry. Who people who watched the later series of Sabrina the Teenage Witch will recognize as Roxy, her roommate. She was a badass. She was like a rocker chick.
Was she like 3 feet tall?
Well, probably like 5 foot. But yeah, she's... I mean, it serves the purpose here. She is a small woman. Joey, a larger man. They're hanging out and like... Her playful thing is that she, like, punches him on the arm when he says something cute. He's like, you're the cutest.
And yeah, like, so it's like a couple of hits with each fist on the arm.
Yeah.
So it's not like one, like, tiger. It's more like...
Yes, yes. Excellent. Very important to point out that it's multiple quick ones rather than one large...
Like a speed bag, and she's like...
Yes, yes, indeed, indeed.
Y'all know.
She's more of a bantamweight than a heavyweight.
Bantam, indeed.
So she goes to the bathroom and everyone's like, oh, she's cute. And he's like, yeah, but the problem is when she actually punches me, it hurts. And everyone's sort of like, you mean that cute little arm punch thing that she just did to you? And it's like, she's fucking strong, mate. And I'm thinking, Joey, what really hurts here? Is it your arm or is it your fragile masculinity?
No. I have no problem with what Joey's doing in this. I have a problem with what all the other chums are doing.
What are they doing?
They're making fun of him. They're being like, oh, you mean that little girl is beating you up? And it's very sexist. Joey's actually saying, like, this is pretty strong and it's hurting. Whereas everyone else is like, oh, a girl could actually hurt you. I did not like it.
It's fair enough. Yeah, it's a fair point. Joey is being, once again, very open and honest about his feelings.
Yes.
And once again, the gang are just... Joey needs to move away from these
Joey
guys.
Joey is slowly becoming my favorite.
Oh, boy.
He's really winning... Well, besides Phoebe, I mean. He's really winning me over.
Can't wait for the end of season rankings.
And
see where Joey is on that.
Yeah.
We then cut to Ross's apartment. His new apartment. Formerly of Ugly Naked Guys. He is moving in. Who should drop by? But the least likely of the friends to pay him a visit. It's Phoebe.
This is the first scene we've ever seen of just them hanging out.
In a space that isn't the coffee shop or like Monica and Rachel's apartment.
Yeah, so Phoebe comes over on her own accord and does a little It's a Wonderful Life reference. And she gives him some housewarming gifts. She gives him salt so that life may always have flavor. Bread so the house may never know hunger. And then she's supposed to have wine. But,
she probably drank it on the way
over. She was wasted, so she gave a scented candle for the bathroom instead. It's a family-friendly show, Michael.
Indeed. Talking about surprise guests, who should drop round immediately after? But fucking Stanford. Is it Stanford or Stanford?
I think it's Stanford.
Stanford from fucking Sex and the City.
Yeah.
He knocks on the door, and he's like... What, the president of the what? What is he?
Oh, I don't know.
He's like, oh, I'm president of the building? I don't know.
No, it's clear that he's lived there for a while, and he maybe is like the spokesperson for other people, maybe like an advocate of sorts. I'm not really sure. But he's saying, oh, so we have a handyman. His name is Howard, and he's been here for about 25 years, and he is retiring. So we wanted to get him a gift. Everyone was pitching in $100 just to give to him to show our thanks. And he's like, so cash or check?
Yeah.
Which is insane. And Ross is very much in the right with this because he's like, well, I don't know, Howard. What do you mean, cash or check? I'm not going to give you money. I just moved in 5 seconds ago. Mm. Don't you think he's in the right?
This is hard for me.
What?
But I completely agree. Of course. He's just moved in. Of course he's not going to give $100 to this guy.
But the guy thinks that... At first I thought it was going to be a scam. And the guy was just going to like make a way. He's like going to take advantage of him and continue to do that.
Well, I think Ross maybe suspected that. But Ross is not falling for these cheap tricks.
No, but for someone to think, yeah, so if you could just slip $100 under my door, that'd be great. When he just moved in, there's boxes everywhere. Like, what? What's this guy thinking? Freaking Stanford. No. Go to New York City and...
But Howard, he's done a great job.
Sure, and he'll get a lot of money from all the other apartments.
Wait, finish that thought. Go to New York City and... He's already in New York City. Friends is set in New York City.
Yep, it is.
I think he's the same character.
No.
He's like, come on, I'm meeting my girlfriends for Cosmos.
No.
Downtown.
Stanford is very fashion forward.
Well, at any rate, Ross has found himself shunned from the building almost immediately. And for once, like, he's in the right.
For twice, he's in the right.
If you say so. So Ross is kind of lamenting his predicament around at Chandler and Joey's. I think he's talking to Rachel and Joey, and he's just like, they're just like, everyone in the building hates me because I won't give $100 to this guy. And Rachel's just like, well, if you want to be like, just pay the money. And it's like, fuck that.
No. Who just has $100 to be like, assholes, yeah, here you go.
No, he shouldn't have to pay this money to this person. And he's like, I'll show them. I'm going to throw a party, and then I'm going to sit them down and explain to them why I'm a great man and I have principles.
Yes, he was very excited.
And it's Chandler that's right there. And Chandler's like, oh, yeah, sounds like a great party.
Yes.
And like, yeah, don't do that. But I do still agree with you, Ross. But just don't throw a party. Just fuck those guys. You don't need to be friends with the people you share a building with. It's not important in the slightest.
He's used to it, probably.
Well, we don't know. We don't know about that. He maybe got on famously with the people in his old place. They used to come round and see his monkey. And, you know, probably got on quite well with Carol. And, yeah. But, yeah, just, like, fuck it. You don't need to impress these people, Ross. You're never, like... You don't need to interact with them. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, but that would stink, going through the day and picking up your mail and running into people and seeing their really cute dogs and wanting to pat them, but you don't know if you can talk to them. I mean...
You're not going to see them. You're going to get up in the morning. You're going to leave your building. You're going to walk straight out to go to your job. You're probably going to see maybe one person along the way.
And you don't think you'd bump into them here and there?
Why?
Coming home at the same time, leaving for work at the same time.
Why would you come home at the same time?
Within the same... Yeah, a lot of jobs are 9 to 5, so people might leave around the same time.
If your job... Yeah, you might leave work at the same time, but people's jobs are not the same distance from the apartment.
Picking up your mail, and then the other person goes down from their apartment to get their mail.
I'm just saying, this sense of community and the fact that you need, like, a president of the building is a very...
American.
You got me right. It is a very American thing. It is a completely unnecessary thing. It's just this little, we're all in it together, when really you just fucking all hate each other and you don't need it. And just fucking just get on with it. That's stereotyping. Well.
I think you're isolating some of our American listeners, including your co-host, Elizabeth. If you want to ask Elizabeth anything...
I'm not criticizing. Well, I suppose I am. Yes. But it's fine, but it's very American, and it's very unnecessary. But that doesn't make it bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unnecessary.
Well, I could tell you some unnecessary things about Scotland.
Go on.
I can't right now.
Deep-fried Mars bars. is certainly...
I can tell you two things that are unnecessary about Scotland.
Go on.
Iron brew.
Oh, no. You're going to bring the fire on you for this. Go on. Number two. Say the old firm Derby. No.
And that's really all I can think of right now because I love it, but...
I love America too, but like, nope, I'm not even going to put a hand on that. I love America too. During that interaction, they kind of make fun of Ross. He's going to throw a party. They kind of make fun of Ross, but at the same time, they're making fun of Chandler, and they're still kind of like, oh, you're going to get married, woo. At this point, I noticed that in Chandler and Joey's apartment, they have bottles of beer on top of the fridge.
I noticed that also it was Dos Equis.
And I was just like, what the fuck? Beer goes in the fridge, you dumb motherfuckers.
I thought of that too, and then I was looking at other things around that were on top of the fridge, and I was like, what are they trying to say? Like, what is the director or set designer or whatever it is in TV trying to say here with what's on top of the fridge? And I really, really was looking at that, and then I had no idea what anyone was saying, and we couldn't go back, and so you have to finish up this scene.
There's just a couple of party boys. They probably couldn't fit that beer in the fridge because there's so much other beer in the fridge.
You think? Or they, is it an image thing? Is it, those are wicked old, someone gave it to them, they didn't really like it, so they're just kind of like stashing them there for an emergency, like, I don't know.
It's probably just product placement, to be honest.
I know, because then there's Frosted Flakes up there, I noticed. Mm. Yeah.
Joey continues to be intimidated by his little girlfriend, and he tries to confront her. Like, Joey is being very open and honest with everybody in his life. He's doing a great job of being really a mature good. Human being.
Yes.
And he's just like, you're kind of hurting me. But she's just like, no, I'm not. Boom, 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 boom.
Ow!
Sorry.
Ow! I know how Joey feels now. And you did that mid-sip. I almost spit out my wine.
I do beg your pardon.
It would have been a tragedy.
I have to say, like, it's being played for comedy, but like... Salil, is it?
I think it's Salil.
Salil. She is doing a good job of making those punches look kind of sore.
Oh, no, I bet she's actually doing it. I mean, he's...
He's probably just, like, laying to me.
Yeah, he's,
like,
he's probably just fine. Like...
It's fine. It'll hurt it. For a minute.
He's got big muscles, like...
Oh, I'll say.
And, I mean, just because she's small doesn't mean she's not strong. And I bet he was just like, just go for it.
I appreciate that they did it properly, because you could have just been like, and everyone would have been like, Joy, yeah, no, they, she's don't, like, they don't hurt. But they, I wouldn't like that. If you were doing that, like, every time you said something charming, and she was like, boom, boom, boom.
Or something that made her happy. It's like, come on.
So we're agreed, Katie is just a crazy person.
Not crazy.
I think she's a little crazy.
Well, I think she needs to maybe check in with a psychiatrist. Like,
are you making fun of my size? Don't make fun of my size. It's like,
oh, I love Chinese food. You know how much I love Chinese food.
Yeah, she's kind of a crazy person. We then cut to an intimate moment between Chandler and Monica. They're cuddling on a chair, and Monica makes like some comment. It's like, oh, I just want to lie here forever. And Chandler kind of freaks out. It's like, well, not forever, because we're just kind of having fun and messing around. And Monica's just like, you're an idiot. Fuck you. And storms off.
Do you think her reaction was a little over the top?
Well, I think it's probably, like, she's into, like, she knows Chandler. She probably knows that, like, this is coming. Like, when he gets into a serious relationship, he tends to freak out. This is the freak out.
But do you think her saying, I'm storming out of here, is a little over the top?
Sure. No, no, I'm not criticizing a woman for ever doing anything ever.
Oh, just in case?
Just in case.
As a woman, I'm asking that question.
Mm-hmm. And I'm saying Monica is completely right.
Well, it's that's unfair,
the record.
Too. That's not right either.
Well, you're very brave for saying that, but I have to disagree.
This is the way we have to do our podcast going forward. Can you look at my face instead of my chest, Michael?
Oh, no. Anyway, there is trouble in paradise. Anyway, there seems to be trouble in paradise between those guys. Chandler is looking for damage control, so he seeks advice from two very bad people to get advice from. Joey and Ross, and they're like, oh, you know, you need to do some sort of grand gesture to get her back on side. It was at this point where I was really upset because, like, they're in the coffee shop a lot and people are buying coffee and people are talking to Gunther, but we haven't had any lines from Gunther in a while.
And we see him almost every episode. And but
the last time we, like, were talking about him, we were talking about every line he has is fucking hilarious.
Amazing. I wonder if he writes them himself.
I'm sure he
does. Yes, good.
Yeah. Anyway, forget the troubles in that relationship because it's party time over at Ross Geller's place.
Woo! He's got a welcome sign. He's got his chairs all out. He's got a full ham.
I didn't know this.
A fucking ham! And all of his snacks.
Double name tags.
He has name tags for everyone, you know, for them to write their name on and stick on. He kind of has, right about now, Funk Show Brother. Check it out Slim. Now.
Rockefeller Skank.
What would you do?
That's not what it is.
What is that?
I don't know, but it's not that.
Is it not what would you do?
It might be.
I don't know.
Anyway. But he puts on two name tags. One of them says Dr. Geller, and the other one underneath, in quotation marks, says Ross.
So. Oh, gosh. I feel a little pretty awfully sad. It's like when you see a kid sitting alone at lunch. That's exactly what I felt. No,
but they're sitting alone for a reason.
No, they're not. Maybe they just don't know how to talk to people. Okay, well, yes. So he
turns off the music, and then he hears loud music coming from outside.
And he hears, Howard, Howard, Howard. And so he opens his door and sees across the hall, the door is open, and everyone's in there, raising up Howard, who is the handyman, on a chair.
They love
as if
Howard.
It were a frickin' Jewish wedding. And then all of a sudden you see Phoebe.
Phoebe's
in there.
Phoebe's at the party. Yeah,
having
she's
the time
Rebel
of her
party.
Life.
She's the life of the party.
She's great.
Do you think, like, were they just, everyone was going to chip in $100 and give Howard, like, all the money? Or were they all chipping in to buy him a specific gift that cost exactly $100 multiplied by the amount of apartments? And therefore, Ross not chipping in meant they couldn't buy the gift?
I think that they were just going to give him money.
Oh, then
for his retirement.
Being $100 down, isn't that like that? He's still coming out of it with.
But
like,
he's not $100. They're not $100 down because we find out that Phoebe gives $100.
All right, but yeah, but that's just Phoebe being the mysterious stranger. So anyway, Phoebe convinces Ross to stay at the party, and she's like, "You're gonna win people over. I just know it." Elsewhere, we cut to Central Perk. Rachel is there. Joey arrives, and he's wearing a lot of clothes.
Yes, he's bulked up like the kid in A Christmas Story.
And I was thinking, oh no, Chandler must have stolen his underwear again.
Ugh.
Like in that classic episode, the
classic.
One where no one's ready. That is a that's literally like one of the best episodes
that's
we've ever
one.
Seen. Remember when he came in wearing all the clothes?
Yeah. Michael.
Like, oh man, Chandler stole your underwear again. Anyway, he's planning on breaking up with Salil.
I hope I'm saying it right.
Salil Moon.
Fryman.
No, it's Moon Fry.
Moon Fry? Or is it Fry?
He's planning on breaking up with her, and he's going to wear lots of padding. Because, like, well, she hits me when, like, she likes me. So who knows what she's going to do.
Right.
And Rachel continues to think you're being stupid. But then Moon's like, she says something cute. She makes the fatal error of saying something cute to Katie, I believe her name is. And Katie's like, oh, that's so funny. And she, like, hits Rachel. And Rachel's like, what the fuck? That hurt.
So I didn't know how this is going to... I didn't know what Rachel was going to do. But then Rachel just kind of gets it back and is like, yeah, we're all great friends with Joey. And then punches her a few times. And then it starts to become this battle with Joey just kind of watching and them taking these shots at each other. And it's still very pleasant with what they're saying. But you can tell that the hits are getting harder.
But it's weird because it's like, I think it's still pleasant for like Katie. I think hers are always playful and she doesn't get that she's irritating Rachel.
Potentially not.
And Rachel is just continually getting like madder and like trying to hit her. And again, Rachel's not pulling her punches. Like, they are laying them in
yes.
there.
Yes. They're good both hitting each other.
It's good. Good yeah. for them. I'm glad that... It sounds weird to say. I'm glad they're hitting each other. I'm
good
glad
for
it's
them.
Real. It's really good to see. It's good that the violence is real.
Like in wrestling.
Hey. You, fuck you. Anyway, like, it escalates and Rachel just ends up kicking her in the shin.
Yeah, and then Katie can tell that she's definitely not happy with that. Because she's like, ow! Joey! She just kicked me! What are you gonna do about it?
And Joey's like, nothing. And so she storms off. And it seems to be over. And Joey is delighted. We're back at the party. Ross is very much the gooseberry sitting on his own. He is very much the kid sitting on at his own table at lunch.
No, don't put that image in my mind.
Phoebe is like, I'm trying to talk people up to you. I'm trying to, like, you know, build you up. Just relax, you know, have some food. So he's like, okay, I'll have some food. And he cuts himself a bit of cake. And he's eating the cake. He's like, this cake is great. And then, like, someone's like, what the fuck? Someone cut Howard's cake. He's like, come on, Ross. If there's a cake that is uncut, you don't just cut into it.
Yeah, yeah. And he just slowly throws that into a bush. But then he has it all over his face. Everyone can see that it's him. And they hate him even more.
So everyone's just like, why don't you just get out of here, 23B or whatever your apartment
3B.
Number is. 3B.
3B? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Get out of here, 3B. And then Phoebe kind of leaps to his defense. He's like, everybody, I've got something to say. Who here likes Ross? And nobody does anything.
Actually, somebody does something.
Well, Ross raises his own hand.
Ross raises his own hand. Because mm-hmm. he's a friggin' sad sack.
Well, you know. So Phoebe, like, tries to defend him. It's like, you know, when I first met him, I didn't like him. And I was like, fucking called that.
I knew it!
And she's like, just like all of you guys. When I first met you guys, I thought you were an alcoholic. And I thought you were dumb. And I thought you were a cradle robber. And I thought you were a gold digger. And everyone's just sort of like, wait, what the fuck? And then we just get a hard cut. And Phoebe has been cast out of the party as well. So she's sitting there alone with Ross. And they're just sitting there in his apartment. And Phoebe is eating a bag of Cheez-Its. And this blew my mind. I didn't know fucking Cheez-Its came in a bag.
Well, it was like the large party mix one.
But nevertheless, I did not know you could buy a bag of Cheez-Its.
Look, 99 was a great year.
I guess.
Yeah.
You could get Cheez-Its by the bag.
Well, it wasn't Cheez-Its, it was the party mix. So it wasn't just Cheez-Its.
Okay, but it was Cheez-Its. Yes. It said Cheez-Its on the bag.
The brand was Cheez-Its, yes.
Yes.
And he was eating cheese puffs or something.
Okay. And Phoebe's like, well, I thought if I started insulting people, you would jump to their defense. And Ross is just like, oh, yeah, I didn't get that. Damn it, Ross.
But now look, what a friendship adventure they've been on.
The gang is all together in Monica and Rachel's apartment. And Chandler comes in looking as if he's wanting to make a grand gesture to make everything okay. And boy, oh boy, does he make a grand gesture.
Oh my God.
He gets down on one knee and he proposes to Monica.
And the audience is like,
mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Damn right.
It
and
was.
You threw your head back and rolled your eyes.
Yes. And you know why I did that?
Because you don't like love.
No, it was nothing to do with that. It was because I was like, he shouldn't do this now. This isn't right. He's doing it under false pretenses. It isn't okay. And luckily for me, Monica is a very smart person and calls him out on this.
Mm. I remember this very vividly from when I first watched it because, like, the UK station that this was showing on would, like, show clips of the episode, like, in the commercials leading up to it.
Oh, no, they gave it away?
Well, there was nothing to give away in the end. It was a misdirect, really, because
right.
It was like, coming up on this week's episode of Friends, and then you see Chandler getting down on one knee and Monica being like, but you don't know the context. You don't know that they've been arguing and Chandler's being
God.
An idiot. So people are just going to tune in because they think, oh, fuck, he's going to propose to her.
Hence the 29 million.
Well, that would not count towards the American rating of it, obviously, because this was UK television.
But, not as good, of course.
Hey, fuck you. So, yeah. I did. It sticks out very clearly in my mind from that advertisement and that misdirect, because I thought, oh shit, something big's gonna happen this week.
Huh.
I mean, they didn't have to trick me like that. I was gonna watch anyway. Yeah, but,
well, of course.
Yeah. What the fuck else am I gonna do? But anyway, yes, I wrote Monica is very patient, and Monica just kind of like explains to him why he's being an idiot, but she loves him anyway. Right.
Yeah, that's and so I was very happy
yeah.
that they didn't actually go through with that nonsense.
No, no,
because it said they'd only been together for like, what, 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, 4 or 5 months.
Very early.
It was a little soon. But Chandler doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
True.
And the episode ends, and we get kind of the end credits, and people are in the coffee shop, and like, I can't even remember what's happening, but someone's sort of like, oh, hey, don't talk to me like that. And someone's like, oh, I'm sorry, will you marry me? And they're just basically taking shots at Chandler. For like
proposing because he needed to apologize yeah. for something.
And then, you know, true to form, Ross takes a joke and runs it into the ground where he's like, oh, Rachel, remember that whole we're on a break thing? I'm sorry, will you marry me? And everyone's just like, it's over.
Yeah, that was bad. It wasn't good. It wasn't. It's funny before Ross gets involved.
And that was season 5, episode 15, the one with the girl who hits Joey. My immediate thought on that is, needs more Gunther.
Needs more Gunther. My immediate thought is, yay, lots of Phoebe.
This is the first episode in which a member of the Friends gang has thrown a party and Gunther did not go.
Well, Gunther wasn't invited.
I think he probably was.
I'm pretty sure he invited just the people in his new apartment.
He didn't even invite any of his friends.
I know.
Seemingly. Phoebe was the only one that showed up. Did you enjoy the episode?
I really liked this episode.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I really liked it.
Good.
I don't know why.
Oh, you don't know why?
Not really. I mean, it had a lot of Phoebe in it. I think Joey's character is really Phoebe, getting...
Sorry. It just didn't.
I think Joey's character is really, really improving.
But he's not getting any credit for it.
No, but maybe it'll come. Ross is a sad sack. I love to see him in pain. Monica's still smart as ever. Chandler's just the same. And Rachel's just kind of flown by. So, yeah, it's good.
Great. On the Phoebe's dad watch, he did not make an appearance this week, I'm afraid.
Well, Michael, he's not going to. You told me so.
Wow, I know, but maybe I got it wrong. Let's just keep an eye out for him.
All right, all right.
Maybe
good.
He might just be lurking in the background. Or maybe there's just going to be a time where Phoebe's like, oh, I was just with my dad. We need to keep an eye out for these
they
things.
They did mention Ben in a joke.
They did?
One time. So we haven't seen him. And I'm still waiting to see the triplets, but yeah.
Well, that sets us up nicely for the next episode. Episode 16 from season 5. It is the one with the cop. What cool. do you think is going to happen in the one with the cop?
There's going to be a cop. Someone's going to get in trouble, or it could be a fake cop, like a stripper.
Well, which then?
Or it could be someone's dating a cop.
Okay. Can you pick one of those scenarios so that we can like...
I think that Joey's going to date a cop.
You think Joey's going to date a cop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, clearly not, based on your reaction.
No, he might. He might. I just wanted to be clear on the friend that you think is going to be dating a cop in the next episode. How do you think Joey met a cop?
Getting pulled over.
Does Joey have a car?
I don't know.
Do any of them have a car?
Phoebe's grandma's car.
Who is dead.
But doesn't she still use it?
Doesn't Phoebe's grandma still use her cab? I don't know. She's dead, so probably not.
No, doesn't Phoebe use it?
Well, I guess we'll have to find out.
Okay, this is going to
there's no evidence to suggest that she does as of yet.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Something tells me we haven't seen the last of Phoebe's grandma's game.
Oh!
That'll do it from this surprisingly long episode of Friends to the End. I didn't expect to talk this long about this episode.
I was just so excited.
You can get in touch with us. The best way to do that is probably over on Twitter. @FriendsPod is where you can find us for that. If you want to give us a shout out or just kind of drop by and say hi or tell us your favorite Friends memories. We're over on Instagram where we post our show notes and other kind of funny Friends observations if you want to catch us there. If you want to support the show, there's a number of ways you can do that. One of the best and like legitimate ways of supporting us is going over to patreon.com and searching for us there and becoming a backer and just pledging a little bit of money to help keep the lights on and pay us for our time that we put into this. That's a great way. If you don't have money to spare, it's completely understandable. And honestly, another great way to support us is just by spreading the word by word of mouth or heading on over to iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts and leaving a friendly rating and review. However you can support the show, or even if you can't support the show and you just want to listen, we love and value the fact that you are choosing to spend your time with us. It is fantastic. You guys are awesome. We have people listening all over the fucking world, Elizabeth, and it's really fucking cool.
It's so cool to see where everyone listens from. It blows my mind. It's just, we love you guys.
So catch you next time. It's been a pleasure. We'll see you next time when we talk about The One with the Cop. You're going to see a familiar face in The One with the Cop.
Yay!
It's going to be good. Pip, pip, cheerio.
Bye.
Ow, stop hitting me.